Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salah and salam be upon the Prophet, his noble and pure family, and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who follow the path of the companions, and to die while Allah is pleased with us. We continue, inshallah, tonight, shedding some light on the benefits of the benefits in believing in the pre-decree. Okay, alhamdulillah. Belief in the pre-decree produces very great benefits. And from these benefits are the following. Dependence upon Allah the Most High, after having carried out the necessary means to an end. So he does not depend upon the means itself, since everything occurs by the pre-decree of Allah the Most High. Secondly, that the person is not amazed with himself when that which he wants is attained. Its attainment is a blessing granted by Allah, the Most High, and came about through the means to good and success which Allah decreed. So being amazed with his own self will cause him to forget to give thanks for this blessing which Allah bestowed upon him. Thirdly, from the fruits of believing in the pre-decree is the peace of mind and being at ease with whatever occurs with him from that which Allah the Most High has decreed for him. So he does not become disturbed by the fact that something he loves does not come to him, nor by something he dislikes coming to him. All of this occurs by the pre-decree of Allah, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. It was something that was going to happen and could not be avoided. Concerning this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid 57 and verses 22 to 23, ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور الذين يبخلون ويأمرون الناس بالبخل. No calamity befalls you in the earth or in yourselves, but is inscribed in the book of decrees before we bring it into existence. And this is something easy for Allah. We have informed you of this so that you should not grieve over worldly matters that escape you, or nor exult over others due to what He, Allah, has given to you. And Allah does not love the proud who exult over others due to the worldly things they have been given. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, how amazing is the affair of the believer. All of his affair is good. And that is not the case for anyone except the believer. If ease comes to him, he gives thanks for it. So that is good for him. And if trouble comes to him, he has patience, and so that is good for him. And this hadith is reported by Muslim, and you can find it in volume 4, number 1541, or page 1541, and number 7138. Concerning the issue of the pre-decree, two sects have gone astray concerning or regarding the pre-decree. The first sect are referred to as Al-Jabriya. Al-Jabriya. Let me write it down. And who are they? They are those who say that the person is compelled to carry out his actions and that he has no will or ability with regard to them. They are those who say that the person is compelled to carry out his actions and that he has no will or ability with regard to them. This is the first sect. The second sect, and both are deviant sects, the second sect are known as Al-Qadariya. Those who say that the person is totally, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala, barakatuh, the person is totally independent and has unrestricted free will and ability regarding his actions, and that Allah's will and power have no effect in this. I will repeat. The people of this sect are those who say that the person is totally independent and has unrestricted free will and ability regarding his actions, and that Allah's will and power have no effect in this. Now the rebuttal of the first group said that man is compelled to carry his actions and he has no will or ability with regard to them. The rebuttal of this first group, which is known as Al-Jabriya, now you know the name, is found in the text and the reality of that which is witnessed. As for the textual proofs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed will and desire and ability for the slave and attributed actions to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as in Surah Al-Imran 3:152, مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. There are some amongst you who desire this world and some who desire the hereafter. So there is ability, there is will, there is desire. Affirmed. Now. Also, in Surah Al-Kahf, chapter 18, verse 29, Allah says, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is that I have brought you from your Lord is the truth. It is He who guides and humiliates. So if you wish, then believe, and if you wish, then disbelieve. If you disbelieve, then your Lord has prepared for you a fire whose walls surround those within it. So there is a will, and there is ability, and there is a wish to believe and not to believe. Of course, with the terrible consequences mentioned for those who don't believe. And also in Surah Fussilat 41 verse 46, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Whoever acts in obedience to Allah, whoever does righteous good deed, it is for the benefit of his own self. And whoever does evil, it is against his own self, and your Lord is not at all just, unjust to the slaves. So this is the textual proof from the Quran, telling us that man has a desire, has a wish, has a will. As for the reality that is witnessed, every person knows the difference between his actions that he does by choice, such as eating, drinking, buying and selling, and those that happen without his will, such as shivering due to a feverish chill and falling from a roof. So, in the examples of eating, drinking, buying, selling, he acted by his own will and choice and was not compelled. And in the actions of falling from a roof or having a shivering experience due to a feverish chill, he neither chose nor desired that which happened to him. This is the rebuttal of the first group, Al-Jabriya, who said that man is compelled. As for the rebuttal to the second, or of the second group, that the people are known as Al-Qadariya, the second group, who say that man, greetings, yes, is totally independent, has a totally independent will, unrestricted free will and ability regarding his actions, and that Allah's will and power have no effect on him. Then the response for this is in the text and as well as in the intellect. As for the text, then Allah the Most High is the creator of everything, and everything exists by his will. Furthermore, Allah the Most High has made clear in his book that the actions of the servants occur in accordance with his, with Allah's will. He, Allah the Most High, says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ ولكن اختلفوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر ولو شاء الله ما اقتتلوا ولكن الله يفعل ما يريد. As in 2:253, and if Allah had willed, those who came after Musa, after Moses and Isa, and after Jesus عليهم الصلاة والسلام, would not have fought amongst themselves after clear signs had come to them from Allah. But they differed, some believing in Allah and his signs and others disbelieving. So if Allah had willed, this is the point of evidence. If Allah had willed, he would have prevented them and they would not have fought each other. But Allah does whatever he wills. And we know that Allah's actions and whatever Allah wills is in accordance with knowledge, with his knowledge, with wisdom and justice. Also we read in Surah Al-Sajdah, which is 32:13, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَأَتَيْنَا كُلَّ نَفْسٍ هُدَاهَا وَلَكِنْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي لَأَمْلَأَنَّ جَهَنَّمَ مِنَ الْجِنَّةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. And if we had willed, surely we would have given every person his guidance. But the word from me, from Allah, took effect about the evildoers, that I will fill hell with jinn and mankind together. As for the intellect, then all of the creation is the possession and dominion of Allah. All the creation is the possession and the dominion of Allah, the Most High. And man is part of this creation and is a slave owned by Allah, the Most High. And it is not possible for the slave to act within the dominion of the owner except with his permission and will. This finishes up this topic concerning the answer of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Jibreel alayhi salam when he asked him, what is iman, what is faith? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered by giving the true meaning of iman, and that iman comprises the belief, having faith in Allah and in his last day, the angels, the books and the prophets and the pre-decree, it's good and it's bad. This answer in this hadith we are explaining is from hadith number 2 in Imam An-Nawawi's collection of the 40 hadith, which our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah explained, and Also, I have related to you the additional benefits, more details, also from the Sheikh's explanation to the book, which is called Thalathat al-Usul, and it is the explanation of these three fundamental principles, and this is published, alhamdulillah. And I strongly recommend you to get this book, because it is very, very beneficial. If you have a question now, please go ahead. Otherwise, we will move, inshallah, to the next topic, and this will be the tafsir, and it will be the tafsir, the explanation of Surah Yusuf, chapter 12 in the Noble Quran, inshallah. And we have an assignment which we're going to talk about, inshallah, tonight.